Hi there, folks. This is Ken Maynard inviting you to drop in at the Diamond K Ranch where we can kind of visit for a spell. Old Jake's got the tack room all spruced up, saddles and bridles put away, feed bags hung up on the pegs, and the old Navajo rug swept and dusted. I'll tell you, it looks mighty, mighty cozy. So just pull up a chair and we'll spin a few yarns, swap stories, and, well, just start to get acquainted.
You know, Ken, I'd kind of like to get acquainted with the folks, too, because I got something I'd like to tell them. Folks, from the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you true stories of adventure, stories of circus life, fascinating transcribed tales of the old West where cowboys still follow the cattle trails, stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold and buried treasures. The exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. And say there, young buckaroos, what would you think if Ken Maynard should come riding right through your living room on Tarzan with Indians, cowboys, bad men, and desperados close behind, whooping and hollering and riding like the wind? Well, sir, that's just what Ken's going to do. Of course, he can't really bring Tarzan and the others in person because your house will be kind of crowded. But Ken can come to visit you any time you want with your favorite Western stories and with a personal message for you individually from Ken. Is it magic? It sure is. Real magic. And here's the secret. You can get a whole album of rootin' tootin' Ken Maynard Western Story phonograph records, and Ken will make them just for you and say,
hello, Jerry, or Mary, or Harry, or hello, Steve,
or whatever your name is. Ken will say hello to you personally right on the record and tell you special Western stories that are chock full of excitement. Yes, I said stories. Not just one story, but two complete Ken Maynard Wild West stories on four sides. And wait till you see this Diamond K album of records. Oh, say, the album's all in color with a big picture of Ken in his favorite Western outfit and Tarzan all decked out in his gold and silver mounted saddle, bridle, and martingale. And inside are two big 8-inch unbreakable pure vinylite records, all in color, with more pictures of Ken and Tarzan right on the records. Boy, oh boy, buckaroos, you're in for the time of your life. Say, now, the record's a standard 78 RPM speed. Ask Mom and Dad about it. That's the regular kind of phonograph that everybody's played for years. Standard 78 RPM speed. And don't forget, this album will be personalized. That is, made especially for you by Ken. And he'll say hello to you on the record and call you by your name, like, hello, Tom. You say it, Ken.
Hello, Tom. This is Ken Maynard with a story for you.
That's right. Now, all you have to do to get this super-duper record album is write your name and address on a piece of paper, enclose just a $1 bill. That's all, just a $1 bill for this colorful, exciting Diamond K record album. Send it to Ken Maynard in care of this station. Now, you can't buy these records in any store. This is the only way you can get them. And, kids, you'd have to hunt from here to Timbuktu to find such a big value. Four sides, two records in an album for only $1. So don't wait another minute. Send your name and address and just a $1 bill for your Ken Maynard personalized Western record of album stories. Now, Ken.
Say, folks, that was a real straight talk that young fellow was giving you. That's a whopping big value right from the feed bag, you might say. Speaking of feed bags reminds me of a story. Close to mine, a little town out in the heart of the cattle country, Benson, Arizona. You see, we just finished making a Western movie. Most of the folks are going back to Hollywood. But I decided as long as it was close to Benson, I might as well visit an old friend of mine, John Quinley, owner of the Bar QB Ranch. So I saddled old Tarzan up, rode over one morning, and as usual, Quintley was sitting on the steps of the front porch feeding a flock of blue jays that had adopted the ranch as a permanent home. We had a right nice visit, and I planned to stay over a few days, and I was mighty, mighty glad I did. You see, something was about to happen that I wouldn't have missed for the world. But before I get too wound up here, I better start from the beginning. This story concerns Quintley and Andrew Coburn, manager of the Coburn Jensen Rodeo with headquarters in eastern Wyoming. It was the following morning, Quintley and Coburn were seated comfortably in the old-fashioned parlor of the Quintley home. John in the old leather rocker and Coburn in the red plush Morris chair, chewing contentedly on a freshly lighted cigar. They'd been talking about this road that'd soon be headed for Madison Square Garden. Coburn looked at Quintley, and there was a shrewd smile on his face. He'd been planning this little speech all morning. He said, "Quintley, $1,000 is a lot of money for a horse. I'll admit he's the best bucking horse I've ever seen, and I'm willing to pay that much. But you'd better make up your mind in a hurry." Well, Quintley didn't seem very interested. When he spoke, he chuckled softly to himself. "No," he said, "I wouldn't sell that horse for $5,000. Not because he's worth that much. Why, when he's broke, he won't be worth any more than $80 as a cowpony." Then he took the pipe out of his mouth, leaned over to empty it in the fireplace. Coburn jumped to his feet. He was excited now, as he said, "But Quintley, that horse will never be a cowpony. He's a rodeo horse." You could see the fire in his eyes. "With a horse like that, the crowd will go wild. I'm offering you $1,000. Now, what's the reason you won't sell?" Quintley grinned as he motioned Coburn back in his seat. Then he pointed through the window where a dozen cowhands were billing chutes in the pole corral. He said, "See, Coburn, I promised the boys a little celebration, a rodeo of our own. We only celebrate once a year out here, but when we do, we sure have a time. Why, people come from all over, the cities as well as the small towns. We're going to put on a rodeo that'll make your rodeo look tame. And I'm giving the horse away to the man who can ride him." Well, sir, Coburn's mouth dropped open and his eyes almost popped out. "You really mean that?" Quintley smiled. "Sure, that'll be the main event. A free-for-all. Anybody can enter from anywhere." Well, sir, folks, Coburn finally gave up. He could see it was no use arguing. So next morning he packed up to head back for New York. And when he got in his car, ready to pull out, he stuck his head out and said to Quintley, "You should have taken that $1,000 I offered you. Someday you might wish you had." Well, the day of the celebration arrived, there was enough cars, buckboards, and horses to fill a 40-acre patch. Chuck, the bar QB foreman and chairman of the rodeo committee, said he didn't know Arizona had so many people. The crowd was excited, and the folks who came from the city agreed they'd never seen such a ride, roping, bulldogging, stunt riding in any of the big-time rodeos. These cowboys were putting on a top-notch show. Then came time for the big event of the day. The crowd rippled with excitement as Chuck announced the main event. "Anyone who can stay on gunpowder for 2 minutes can claim him, and also win the silver cup." Well, the cowboys from different outfits began unbuckling their guns and piling them near the chute. Two or three stragglers joined the group at the corral. A lot of strangers came around, but after the first few riders bit the dust in about that many seconds, all but one got back up on the fence just to watch. Now, this stranger seemed kind of interested. A city slicker, if ever I saw one. Dude store clothes and everything. Well, he asked Chuck if he could try his hand at riding the bronc. Chuck laughed, but the tears rolled down his cheeks. As he wiped the tears and dust from his sun-baked face, he said, "Partner, you must be plumb loco. Of course, if you want to commit suicide, this is as good a way as any." He yelled to Slim, who was hanging over the top pole of the starting chute. "Hey, Slim, get a soft cushion and some wire. There's a city fella here who wants a thrill. Bring over a fancy shirt. Might just as well do this thing upright." Not long ago, a friend of mine designed and made a special shirt for me, called it a K-shirt. Kind of fancy-like, too. Sort of like a T-shirt in fine cotton in the color of desert sand. Blazing with a big diamond brand the color of a sunset and centered with the letter K written in rope. Well, first thing you know, the kids in my neighborhood wanted to know where they could get one like it. So my friend made up some special. Don't really know why the kids want shirts like mine, except the colors are awful pretty. They said I ought to tell the rest of the kids about it, so that's what I'm doing. Now, if you've got a hankering for a K-shirt like I wear when I'm practicing tricks and fooling around, you can get one if you want to drop me a note. My friend said he'd make them up special for only a dollar. Seems like a pretty good buy. I didn't know a dollar would buy a shirt like it. They come in sizes 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and 12. And all you have to do if you want a K-shirt like mine is send me your size, name, and address. poke in one little old dollar bill and send it to this station, and the K.A. shirt is yours. Well, sir, now getting back to the rodeo with Chuck and Slim and the city cowboy who wanted to try his luck at riding gunpowder. Well, they decked the feller out mighty fancy and helped him into a pair of chaps so he looks the part. Then old Chuck took his own big 10-gallon hat and pushed it down over the stranger's ears. "This is the fanning wood," he said. The chute gate swung open and gunpowder leaped straight up in the air. Crowd went wild. This blamed city cowboy seemed right at home, and that old horse bogged his head and pawed and started to sunfish. And as the horse leaped and spun, the stranger waved his hat at Chuck, who by this time had swallowed a whole chew of tobacco. When the crowd stopped cheering and Slim got his breath back, Quintley came over to where they were standing to congratulate the winner. The big rancher put out his hand. "That's riding, partner. I'd like to know your name." Stranger smiled and said, "They call me Tex." "Well, Tex," said Quintley, "I'd like to have you ride for my outfit. That is, if you don't have a job right now." Tex grinned. "Well, now, I'm sorry, Mr. Quintley, but you see, I gotta deliver gunpowder to Mr. Coburn at Madison Square Garden." So old John Quintley lost $1,000 and the horse to Coburn.
Oh, jumping cactus, Ken. Say, now, that was an exciting story. You know, I could hardly wait to hear the finish. And say, kids, Ken will be back in just a minute. In the meantime, you buckaroos, you won't want to wait another minute to get your very own personalized album of Ken Maynard Western Records. Just imagine hearing Ken say to you,
"Hello, Joe," or "Bob,"
or whatever your name is. Yes, sir, Ken will say that right on the record. And then Ken will tell you his favorite Western stories. Not one story, mind you, but two stories. And you can play the records any time you want, and boy, you'll be the envy of all your friends when they hear Ken talking especially to you. Remember, this colorful album with Ken and Tarzan's pictures contains four sides, two complete stories on unbreakable, pure, vinyl-light, 8-inch records of standard 78 RPM speed. All you do is send your name and address and just a one lonely little old dollar bill. Mail it to Ken Maynard at this station, and you'll have your personalized album of Ken Maynard records back almost as fast as you can say, "Diamond K." But mail it right now. The sooner you write, the quicker you'll get it. Now, folks, here's Ken to tell you about the next story.
Well, folks, this is Ken Maynard and Tarzan closing the door of the Diamond K Ranch till next time, when I'll tell you the fabulous buried treasure story of the golden spiders. In the meantime, be sure to get them $1 bills in the mail for some real Western fun.
Tales from the Diamond K, starring Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard, are produced and transcribed in Hollywood.